Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Revelation 1, 4 to 8. Revelation chapter 1, the verses 4 to 8. John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. My theme for reflection is grace and peace from the one who is, who was, and who is to come. There is something strangely comforting about opening an old family photo album. You see faces from years ago, fashions that should probably never return, and moments that once felt ordinary but now carry deep meaning. Some people in the photographs are gone. Some relationships have changed, and some dreams turned out very differently from what you expected. Yet the photographs remind you that life keeps moving, history keeps unfolding, and somehow God has remained present through it all. We may change, governments may rise and fall, economies may fluctuate, and technologies may reshape our lives almost yearly, but God remains the one who is and who was and who is to come. That is precisely the world into which Revelation 1, 4 to 8 speaks. The book of Revelation was written to Christians living under the intimidating shadow of the Roman Empire. Many believers were anxious, marginalized, and uncertain about the future. Rome appeared unstoppable. The emperor claimed divine titles and demanded ultimate loyalty. To ordinary Christians, it may have seemed that political power, military strength, and imperial propaganda ruled the world. Yet John begins not with fear, but with grace and peace. He reminds suffering believers that history does not belong to Caesar, it belongs to God. John describes Jesus as the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. What a breathtaking declaration for frightened Christians. Jesus is not merely a moral teacher remembered from history. He is the crucified and risen Lord who stands above every earthly authority. The Roman Empire looked permanent, yet Rome eventually crumbled. Christ remains. The passage becomes even richer when read alongside Exodus 33:1-11. There, Moses leads a broken and uncertain people through the wilderness after their failure with the golden calf. The people are anxious about whether God will still go with them. And there, in the tent of meeting, Moses encounters the presence of God face to face, as one speaks to a friend. Revelation echoes that same assurance. The God who accompanied Israel through the wilderness is still the God who walks with his people through uncertainty, through fear, and through exile. Walter Brueggemann once observed, "The crisis of faith is not whether God is absent, but whether we have the courage to trust God's presence amid the contradictions of history. That is deeply relevant for Christian people today. We live in a world of wars, political polarization, economic pressures, mental exhaustion, and spiritual confusion. Many people feel overwhelmed by constant bad news and uncertain futures. Modern culture often tempts us to place ultimate hope in political leaders, technology, financial security, or personal success. Yet Revelation gently but firmly asks, who truly rules history? And still, the message of Revelation is not panic but hope. Jesus loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood. Notice the present tense. He loves us. Even now, not only when we are strong, confident, or spiritually impressive, Christ's love remains constant in anxious times. The remarkable promise is that God has made us a kingdom and priests. Ordinary believers are drawn into God's work of mercy, prayer, witness, and reconciliation. Faith is not simply about surviving until heaven. It is about living now as people who already belong to God's coming kingdom. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what powers or anxieties compete for ultimate authority in my life? Number two, how might I live differently if I truly believed Christ is already Lord over history and over my future? And now, our practical exercise for the day. Spend 10 minutes in quiet prayer reflecting on one fear or burden you have been carrying. Then consciously place it before God, perhaps repeating slowly, "You are the Alpha and the Omega. My life rests in your hands." Afterward, encourage someone else who may be struggling. Lord God, Alpha and Omega, you are the one who was, who is, and who is to come. In a world of uncertainty and fear, anchor our hearts in your unchanging presence. Help us to trust Christ above every earthly power, to live as people of hope, and to bear witness to your love with courage and humility. Walk with us through the wilderness places of life and remind us that nothing can separate us from your grace and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our faithful witness and risen Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.